Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Wheat seed prices are down this year, and that makes planting some high-quality, high-test-weight seed wheat a great deal this fall. Shirley Farms can offer you Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba seed wheat at a great price. Give Joe Shirley a call at 580-748-0900. Great quality and low prices. Call Joe at 580-748-0900. Shirley Farms in Alva with Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba. 580-748-0900.
Well, the cattle complex set to open moderately higher here today. That's supported by follow-through buying and ideas of firm cash sales. The hog issue should begin moderately lower, though, checked by residual selling and defensive fundamentals. Now, the cattle buyers could start to kick more tires today with renewed opening bids around $108 in our part of the country. We're looking at about $115 for the asking prices in our part of the country here today, so they got a ways to go to get together. If the board stays firm, significant trade volume may not surface until tomorrow, possibly not even after the release of the September 1 cattle on feed report. Now, look for cash hog trade to remain on the defensive tomorrow and today, with opening bids ranging from steady to a dollar lower. Saturday kill plans continue to grow and may total 265 to 270,000 head. It looks like the high tide of pork tonnage may be starting to really weigh on the wholesale market. Now, moving over to the grains, crop markets had a lot of information to digest yesterday. That included a batch of export sales from USDA, the Federal Reserve keeping interest rates unchanged for now, and Egypt relaxing its policy on ergo fungus in wheat so that it can resume imports. Well, wheat did close a few cents higher in light trading following the Egyptian news and Morocco's purchase. After the close, Egypt announced it will seek to buy an undisclosed amount of wheat for October's shipment that could be sourced from the United States, Ukraine, Russia, or Australia. Corn finished a fraction lower but remained above the 20 and 50-day moving averages. The next chart test may be the 100-day moving average near 369. Worries about harvest delays continue due to the rainy forecast. Now, the soybeans closed lower for the first time in 4 sessions but stayed above the 20 and 200-day moving averages and finished at the lower end of Tuesday's range. The market may have priced in the rain delays and will watch weather forecasts going forward. The 3 export sales were supportive, but a big harvest looms. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, September 23rd, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 22,000 head, 3,800 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, and 4,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
On our futures, live cattle futures at the close up 87 cents for October, 108.55. December was up 130 at 108.35. October feeder cattle up 110 yesterday, 132.22. November up 82 at 129.67. October hogs down 112, 54.42. December was down 82 yesterday at 48.25. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December up 3 3/4 at 422 1/4. March was up 4 cents yesterday at 438 3/4. Chicago wheat, December up 1 3/4 at 407 3/4. March up 2 1/2, 429 1/4. December corn down 0.5 yesterday at 340, and the March down 3/4 at 350. And the November soybeans down 14 1/4 yesterday, 975 1/2. January was down 13 3/4 at 981. October cotton up 3 at 78.80, 71.84. December's up 18, 71.80. November crude oil up 65, 45.99. December's up 64, 46.52. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.